I'm ex-school director, not employed now.
Before 1989, was it an ideal for you to end communism?
No, I was very young to think in generally.
You were born in 1972,
yes.
That makes you 17 years old.
I just finished my high school, yes. And more I thought about my professional future, which kind of university to choose, what kind of education find for me.
And what were your ideas then?
When I went to university, there was strikes because communism failed, but new communistic party took the power. And there was long strikes, not 100 days, but and I became in my university. There was a strike too. It was very controlled, not spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Yes, yeah. It wasn't. It was control, I think. From, would you like to go there?
Sure. Yeah.
And now we stayed with feeling someone move the people, the energy,
yeah.
Like puppet show. We stayed with this feeling.
Why do you have that feeling?
Because there wasn't a civil community between citizens. They, on time of communism, we didn't believe we can, with our power, to change something.
This is before 1989.
Yes, and now I
has
think
it changed
a little. Maybe no, we need to study this.
Okay,
we need to study. Yes, another problem. We thought everything will happen very quickly. Everything will change well, good, quickly, and these 20 years changing, the people are very tired, and they lose the. They don't believe, they lose the hope. We didn't know which direction to go this energy.
Yeah.
And what lot of this energy disappeared, like water on the sand. And too many people stayed, how is the word?
Passive?
Yes, passive, yes. And
what were your hopes then when you were going to those meetings? What were you hoping for?
For changing, but not clear explained changing.
Yeah, you didn't
yes.
know what to change.
Yes. How would like the new one, never.
What to change it into.
Yes. It happens on agricultural things in Bulgaria. It
yeah.
destroyed the factories, everything.
So how do you feel about it now?
Now I'm thinking for future for my child, because education system fell down too. Rose then communism time.
Yeah.
It's very, very bad, because we had not bad education system, but now it fell down, and I'm thinking about their future.
What are
this
your
is my point of
yeah.
thinking.
What do you hope for them?
Excuse me?
What do you hope for your children? What do you want for them?
To live in normal country, without criminals, without corruption, because they grew up in very nervous atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And when I met child from Western Europe, from Netherlands, Germany, on the same age, it's very strange, but I like the child abroad more, because they are relaxed, mm-hmm. relaxed more from my, yes, this crazy
situation. Why is it that your children are not relaxed?
Because we live in very nervous atmosphere, pressed, not quiet, and
is it because of corruption? Is
yes,
it because
everything.
Of economy? Is it
economy, low level of education, of health, security, everything.
Would you go abroad?
I don't. I want to go, but this crisis
yes.
stopped me. But I think I will try it.
Where would you go?
Where?
Yeah, have you thought about that?
Maybe somewhere in English-speaking country, because it's very old for me, very late for me to went to Germany, on where country where I don't know the language. Yes.
Do you think it will be different?
No. So everywhere is different. I'm sure. I know there isn't heaven somewhere waiting for me. Everywhere has a problem, but I think in there are more places normal, a bit normal. Yes.
Did you have a big dream when you were really young?
Big dream. when it was 1979. And first Bulgarian astronaut, how is it left?
Yeah,
yes,
went up.
And I was in first grade, and I wanted to be astronaut too. Okay. It's a children's dream.
Yeah.
So when we were very proud, we've got astronaut too.
How about your parents? How do your parents think about all of this?
So my father, he died 1 year before communism failed, and it will sound. Not good, but maybe it's better, because he was communistic, but not leader. He worked a lot. He was on the system of culture in municipality of Vršac. But he believed in communist ideas. And after, if he was alive after communist felt, he was very believing, how is correct, like,
it's
in this idea.
Very devoted.
Yes, and we and my sister, we aren't sure what should happen with him. Maybe it should be very big hit to him, very big stress, very big...
Drama.
Yes. Drama, yes.
Yeah.
This is true. This generation, their generation, they feel this drama. They lived in this drama in these days.
Yeah.
You know, every generation has very different point of view. It's normal. Every generation feels the drama.
Yes.
Different kind of drama.
Yeah, a different kind of trauma. Yeah,
yes.
That's true. What do you think is the trauma that your children are experiencing now?
Drama. Trauma.
Yeah. Trauma or drama?
Drama. I think they are looking for, they hope for another life, another kind of life.
Do they think it's possible here?
Here. I lose my faith. I'm still losing, but...
Kaloyan was recorded in May 2011 during a tour of the Klizorsky Monastery in the Vršac municipality in Montana, Bulgaria. The music was performed and recorded during the 2011 Goat Milk Festival. Dreams Reload is a 2019 re-release of The Chronicle of Abandoned Dreams, originally staged and recorded in 2011. Visit dreams.subversivepress.org for more voices and information. Produced and edited by Gita Hashemi.